Welcome to a rather different Chicks Talking Footy instalment. It's me, Motti, and Beck and Breezer. You guys there?
Hi, Chicks.
We're here.
And the reason I ask if you're there is because for once, for the first time ever, we are not in a studio together.
No, we're at home, recording from our own private studios.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm in bed.
How long have you been there?
Oh, just for enough time to get relaxed for the show.
A couple of days. All right.
Yeah.
I also am kicking back on my bed. I've got a nice little glass of wine next to me, though, which is different from studio times. Breezer, where do you find yourself?
Well, I'm a bit like Jared Waitley. I think I've got all of the tech I need. I've got an iPad, a laptop, a Mac Pro, my mobile. I've got all the technology I need to make this happen. Motti?
You've actually been praying for this day, haven't you?
I am a little bit excited about what we're about to discuss, just a little bit. I'm excited by the opportunity.
Okay, and so what that is footy, obviously, but also footy in a world where the coronavirus or COVID-19 seems to have taken hold, and it really is a state of flux for the world, but we'll narrow it down in our terms to the footy world. And we're just not really sure what's going on, are we?
Well, it's Tuesday when we're recording this and we don't have an answer yet, do we, from the AFL? Well, we've got that we're going to have a reduced season, but we don't know when it's going to start.
They're apparently announcing it on Wednesday, another announcement. The commission have been meeting for days on end and they're having an announcement tomorrow as to what is happening with the season, which is due to start on Thursday.
It is due to start. 19th.
Yeah.
What's your guess, guys? If you were going to be Nostradamus, what's your guess?
My guess is we will start on Thursday. And I think it'll run a little bit like the English Premier League. So if we do need to stop, then fixtures will just stockpile and then they'll just try and fit them in wherever they can. So it may mean that teams are playing, you know, every 5 days to fit in the fixture before the end of the year.
I've got so many questions to a Bechdel phrase about that. How on earth can they even make that work?
Well, there's talk about interstate teams remaining in Melbourne so that they can play multiple fixtures in a row. Yeah, just reducing the season, obviously, by the number of games, potentially playing every game every day of the week, a game every day of the week, so that we can fit it in.
I often say, I've got so many questions, but one of them I've got, one of my concerns about that prospect, I mean, I'd love it if I got to watch football every day. But the injuries, that's what I'm worried about. Players are already concerned about some of the short turnarounds we've got. This is going to make that even worse.
I was thinking the same thing, Beck, particularly because they've cancelled all the underleagues, the VFL, in any of those other leagues. So what is happening? Is the whole team training in preparation for just the first playing, or what is actually working? How's it doing it?
And then I think, like you say, they don't have those leagues. So say a player, you know, like just say Crows, my team, for example, a player gets dropped. They would usually go to the Crows SANFL team. There's no SANFL team. What do they do?
And well, so they're quarantining all of their AFL-listed players so that they're not getting any exposure from, you know, outside, from people outside the club. So, and there's talk about supplementary listed players being able to, that clubs being able to have access to additional players to top up their list should they get injuries.
What, does Luke Hodge unretire again?
Yeah, or Brett Delidio or Michael Barlow.
Or you know, Sarah Perkins.
It's the whole Essendon drug saga again, Motti.
All right,
that's the other thing, guys. So we're talking about the men at the moment.
Correct.
But the AFL W still has 2 weeks to play before their finals. And there's talk today that the preference of the players is to start a final series next week and play an extended final series with more teams in the finals rather than play out the whole season.
So now, another thing I read then, so who are the teams that are keen to do that?
Well, I suspect the teams that are in the top four of each conference.
Correct. Fremantle, yeah. Very keen to to start the finals straight away. So who I don't know how that's going to none of us know how it's going to roll, and maybe the AFL themselves don't know how it's going to roll. It's quite extraordinary times.
The thing is that they surveyed the players, the rumour or story is that 88% of them voted to play. But of course they did. They want to go to work. They want to earn their income. They want to do all those sorts of things. I'm not sure, to be frank, that the players are the best people to make the decision for themselves.
But I guess they had to talk to them because it really is a health and welfare aspect. But speaking of fair and speaking of players, there's also reported that they've all been asked to take a 20% pay cut. Is that fair?
Well, I think if they're going to share in the profits of the broadcasting deal, then they also need to share in the downturn of the broadcasting deal. I mean, we talk about the players, welfare, but there's also people who work at the clubs not having jobs and, not having livelihoods should there be no season or even a significant delay to the season. So there's so much, and then there's obviously the finances to the game. There's so much for the league to weigh up in these unprecedented times, and it's really confusing to navigate through.
I tell you, people who are on top of this, I know you guys love a story from the Dahl family. So
yes.
Thankfully, the week before all this happened, they bought a new TV for their outside deck. So they're going to be hosting Crows viewing parties on the outside deck where they've got plenty of space to socially distance themselves from their friends.
And so what are they employing, a 2-metre perimeter? What's their thoughts?
I think they're 1.5 at the moment as per government advice, but they're very happy they've got a safe setup now to watch the football.
Well, we can all go over there, but no, we really can't because they can only have a certain amount of people. Good news, I've bought a 24-pack of party pies before they got sold out, and they're in my dad's freezer.
The AFL clubs have done some great stuff, though, embracing technology. Like they've still been doing their press conferences by video, and then I got an email from the Crows this morning to all members inviting us to watch training. They did a live video of training so we could watch that. It's Rory Sloane's 200th game on Saturday, and he obviously no one will be there. So the club sent us an email giving us a link to send him a video to say congratulations. So the clubs are doing some good things to make sure people stay connected, which I really like.
They're doing amazing things. Amazing.
I think it's the digital media's teams of all clubs time to shine, isn't it? Because they're going to need to, remain connected to their supporter bases.
The St Kilda AFLW team, when they played on the weekend, apparently they were pumping crowd noise through the speakers to the oval. So I wonder whether they'll do that for the men's games if they go ahead.
That's interesting. I wondered if that was going to happen. Do you think it would make it? I suppose it would make a difference because it'd be very hollow sounding stadiums for them, wouldn't it? They never would have played like that.
I'm excited that we might hear some of the things they say to each other that usually are muffled by the crowd.
Well, we did on the in the AFLW matches. I loved that. Like, it was so clear how much you could hear.
Moddy, it might be good to remind our listeners how they can remain in contact with us whilst we are recording from home. Like, it'll be important to keep connected with us on socials, and we'll be sending out a lot more social content as well.
Exactly. Well, that we are Chicks Talking Footy, and you can find us pretty much everywhere. We're on all the we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook as Chicks Talking Footy. But independently, where you can also find us there, your Bree, Beck, Motti, Fee yes! Newton, of course. We're all over it. So if you have
Talk
any
to us.
Footy questions, yeah. if you want to send us any footy videos, any of that, let's all just keep connected. It's a great suggestion you made, Breezer. So let's all just keep connected about footy because it is what brings us together, and it is one of the things in difficult times that people turn to. They turn to sport, or they turn to like music or concerts and stuff. And unfortunately, during this influx of the virus, we're being asked to separate. So media and digital media, as you said, Breezer, is what's going to keep us together.
I've got an idea. On Thursday night, assuming the first game's on, I want everyone to send us photos to our socials of your setup of what
yeah,
you're
great.
At home.
Great.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, well, give us here. I want to see your food, your drinks, your jammies, whatever you want.
Great idea. Let's do that. And we'll also make that suggestion to people on the socials to do that.
Yeah.
Unreal. So, guys, this has been it's a short, you know, little Chicks Talking Footy chat, but stay with us throughout the whole time. We'll be active on socials, and you will hear our show also on Joy as you normally do.